Ironically enough, it was the ruler of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, RIP. He didn't say RIP. That would be funny if he did, though. Who rescued the Navy by attacking Israel with Scud missiles during the Gulf War of 1991. This assault, which occurred on the background of information about the massive German assistance to Iraq in developing its missiles and building its chemical and biological arsenal, led the German government to try to compensate Israel and improve Germany's image in the West by agreeing to build Israeli submarines. And this is further, I mean, the idea of this being kind of born out of a weird German guilt. It's, you know, it's assistance towards Israel. This is echoed in a RAND analysis from the time for the U.S. Army. They said that basically rather than setting forth policies that would reflect the state national kind of rational strategic interests of the German state, that they said, quote, the policy was set by issues as whether Germans owed the United States political support in the Gulf in return for American support during the unification process, or whether Germany's historical obligation toward Israel required it to act in a specific fashion, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying all of this to kind of shade this very complex character of German national identity post-unification. And it sounds very weird because it's dialectical, right? The Germans, at this point, they take a national pride. They form their identity in just how good they are at confronting their past.
Yeah.
And it's this continued and renewed commitment to Israel throughout these ensuing decades that demonstrate just how much the state was, like, ready and willing to exorcise the Nazi past, all at the same time, it should be said, while expanding German state power within the European continent.
The dream of Adolf Hitler. Not even joking. It's a fact. You know, this is personal for me because it's hard. I don't want to tear up or anything, but I am. It's hard for me to come out so firmly against something that has the sound of something that I should love so much.
That's how they get you.
This is how they fucking get you, dude.
That's how they get you in NAMBLA. Sorry.
No.
Jeffrey Epstein.